This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
Titus chapter 2 makes it clear that there should be no generation gap in the church. Youth needs the experience of age, and age needs the enthusiasm of youth. Young men groping to get started in the dog-eat-dog world of business need godly examples of older men who have managed to be both successful and spiritual. Young mothers struggling to survive the rigors of raising kids and managing a family need to be tutored by older women in the highly skilled craft of making a happy home. Paul tells Titus the young women should be keepers at home. That doesn't mean a mom should never venture into the workplace, but it does mean that caring for her family should be her primary responsibility. The lure of an exciting career or extra cash has caused many young moms to downplay their domestic instincts. For too many moms, shuffling papers has become more important than raising a family. Your kids and husband need you, Mom. No one can take your place. Whether you're employed or not, God wants you to give your family your best. The results will be far more rewarding than a paycheck. Paul reminds us we are God's own special people. If you do sin, don't use the excuse while everybody else is doing it. If you're a Christian, you're not like everybody else. You belong to God. He wants you living and looking for Jesus. He's coming back soon. May He find us righteous and ready.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at calvarychapelstonemountain.com.